When fossil fuels like coal and oil are burned, those are actually old plants that are stored in Earth and have not decomposed yet. So we are decomposing them, breaking them apart, and using the energy that was stored when they were living plants.
That's Dr. Elizabeth Bohr, a professor at University of Minnesota who recently lectured at Utah State University.
We have communicated this idea that carbon is being put into the atmosphere when we burn those old plant parts. But there are other elements that are involved in making a plant that are also being put into the atmosphere when we burn old plant parts. So nitrogen and sulfur are being put into the atmosphere. Because nitrogen is so soluble in water, it goes up into the atmosphere and is dissolved in clouds. And then it comes down in rain. So it's moved to certain locations where it rains.
When fossil fuels are burned, not much of their nitrogen comes down in Utah's rain because the state is so dry. The nitrogen tends to be deposited in wetter states. When Bora looked at the rates of nitrogen deposition in the context of a global grassland experiment network, she noticed something surprising.
By mapping our data onto those nitrogen deposition data, we have found that there's a loss of diversity that's happening just in natural grasslands around the world. So that's the first time that's been shown. We've never been able to look at that at a global scale before. There's greater production, more plant mass growing in these locations with high nitrogen coming out of the atmosphere, and lower numbers of species in those locations.
Bora stresses that losing species in wetter regions can have cascading consequences to soil fertility, pollinator availability, and water quality.
Species diversity underlies a lot of the services and goods that we get from the environment free of charge. And when we lose species out of environments, we lose some of those services.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.